ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا، وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين. On the day of Qiyamah, we will erect the scales of justice to weigh the good and the bad actions of people, and no soul will be oppressed or wronged in the least, even if a deed, good or bad, is equal to the weight of a mustard seed. We shall bring it to be weighed on the scales. And Allah says, وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. We suffice as reckoners, need no one else for this task. The word mawazin is the plural of mizan, which means a scale. And in this verse, the word is used plural, which the Mufassirun have explained by saying that for measuring deeds and actions of people, many scales will be used. Different scales may be used for different individuals, or different scales may be used for different types of deeds. Majority of the ulama agree that there will only be one balance to weigh all the goods, and that the words has been used in the plural because it will serve as the purpose of many balances and measures the need, the deeds of all the children of Sayyidina Adam from the earliest time to the day of Qiyamah, whose count only Allah knows. Now Allah says qist. Qist means justice and fairness, and this means that that the balance will measure fairly and justly, and no injustice will be done to anyone. In the Mustadrak of Imam Al-Hakim, there's a narration of Sayyidina Salman that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the balance that will be used on the day of Qiyamah for weighing the deeds and actions will be so enormous in size and span that it would enclose the entire earth and the sky within its fold for measurement. Subhanallah, can you just imagine that, how big the scale is, that it would encompass and enclose the entire sky and this entire world. Hafiz Abul Qasim Lalkai has narrated in his Sunan through Sayyidina Anas that the Messenger also said that an angel will be posted on the balance, and every man will be brought before it. And in the case his good deeds outweigh his sins, the angel will announce loudly, which everyone will hear, that this person has passed his test, and you will never be deprived of anything. And if the sins of the person outweigh his virtuous deeds, and the angel will announce that so and so has failed the test and has been made destitute forever. So Hafiz Abul Qasim has also reported on the authority of Sayyidina Huzaifa that the angel who will be posted on the balance on the day of Qiyamah is none other than Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. If we look at other reports from various other books, Sayyidina Hakim, Bayhaqi, Ajuri have narrated that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu said that she inquired from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whether he will remember his family members on the day of judgment, to which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that there are three occasions when no one will remember anyone. The first is when people will be brought before the scale of justice for the weighment of their deeds until it's known whether one's virtuous deeds outweigh the sin deeds. The second is when the records of deeds will be thrown in the air until they are placed in the right hand, which will be the sign of salvation, or in the left hand, or from behind, which are the signs of punishment. And the third occasion is the crossing of the Sirat, the bridge. Until this bridge is crossed, no one will remember anyone else. So these are really dreadful occasions. May Allah save us. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَإِن كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. Even if it is any act of good or evil, is the measure of a mustard seed, we will bring it forth. And it means that on the day of Qiyamah, all the deeds of every person, big or small, good or bad, will be brought forth so that they may be subjected to reckoning and weightment. Now, one possibility is that the deeds and the actions of a person is recorded by angels will be weighed. Hadith of Bitaqa, there's a hadith where it will be weighed as is described in that hadith, that the one paper will be brought. That is one possibility. Another possibility is that the deeds of a person will be converted into an absolute substance, which will then be weighed. By and large, the tradition supports that. the majority of the scholars, ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرة, so they will find that all they did will be present, like the verse of the Noble Quran. So it's either that the ledger will be weighed or the actual item will be given a form. There is a narration of Imam Tirmidhi who says that said Aisha radiallahu anha said that a man came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and narrated to him that he had two slaves who called him a liar, was dishonest in their dealings and did not obey his orders. So three things: called him a liar, was dishonest in his dealings and did not obey his orders. And he said, and I think this is really important for us to reflect on in the way we deal with our subordinates, who we deal with our helpers, with our gardeners, and with those who are on a lower level than ourselves. So this man said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that in retaliation for what they say to me, I scold them and I also beat them. And he then asked that how will this be judged? What will be the matter like on the day of Qiyamah? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied that their misdeeds would be weighed against the punishment which this man inflicted on them. And if they were equally balanced, then the matter would be rest. But in the case that their crimes exceeded his punishment, it would be regarded as a favor bestowed on them by him. But on the other hand, if the punishment awarded to them exceeded the misdeeds, then he would be made subject to punishment in retaliation for his excesses. So this was the firm warning that was given to him. And then this man rose and he sat down in the corner of the masjid and he started to weep. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then told him that, have you not read the verse, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْتَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, shall place the scales to do justice on the day of Qiyamah. The man then said he had no choice but to free the slaves because he could not escape accountability. So this is the, you know, the eye-opening matter with regards to the scale. To be aware, we need to consciously do actions that will make our scales heavy on the day of Qiyamah. That is of our concern. That should be, you know, that nobody will be dealt with in an unjust manner, and that we need to look at ways to do deeds that our scales will be heavy, our reckoning, you know, in other words, the reckoning of Allah. Allah says, وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ, our reckoning will be the final and the absolute one. After this, there will be no reckoning, no taking into an appeal. At the same time, Allah says, you know, that we are not in need of any help from the creation, and that the concept of warning has been continuing since before, that the things which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us about at present were also warned by the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So we should be well aware of the consequences of our deeds. May Allah grant us the understanding.